Welcome to Life, Business, and Publishing Podcast. Conversations with Tiffany A. Greenhood. Tune in weekly as she drops life-changing gems to evolve, grow, and build the life, brand, and business you deserve.
Hello, people. Yes, I'm back. So tonight, I want to speak to you about aspiring. That is a very powerful word, okay? And I want to talk about how I've heard it so much throughout my life, throughout my experiences, you know, and I always hear it, you know. Okay, so, you know, this is a podcast about life, business, and publishing, right? So I just want to show you how this word ties into publishing, okay? And so, but I hear it as a form of stagnation, okay? And so I want to tackle that today because I think that it's being used as a reason not to follow what we know we should be, you know, walking into what we know our purposes should be. So let me just explain to you what I mean. I hear so many times, authors, you know, say, and I'm not going to say just authors, but that's like 95% of the time how I hear the word being used. You hear authors, even when I'm on Clubhouse, you know, authors, when they come up to speak or they just want to make a comment, they say, well, I'm not an author, but I aspire to be. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. You aspire to be. Why are you aspiring to be? Okay, I'm not understanding the aspire to be. And then there's a period there. You know, I aspire to be an author. I aspire to be an author one day. You hear that so much. And it's almost like it's something cute to say. You know, it's something sexy to say. It sounds cute. It sounds like, you know, it just fits in, right? And so my issue with that is, because y'all know I'm coming with an issue with this, right? So my issue with the aspiring to be sentence, the aspiring to be topic, is that we are leaning in on aspiring and we are not going after. Okay, we are not seeking, we are not researching, we are not reading, we are not executing, if I may use that word. Okay, we are not executing. Why are we not executing? Why are we just sitting up talking about what we aspire to be, what we want to be, what we would like to do one day? That's the common sentence. I aspire to be an author one day. And so for me, it broke me free from just the statement of aspiring to be and aspiring to be and, oh, I want to be an author one day, and oh, I would aspire to write a book one day. Like, stop with all that. Okay. If I could just, you know, break it down like simple terms. Okay. Stop it. And so for me, it was, what woke me up. I'm going to share that with you. What woke me up totally was, the author Terry McMillan. Okay. Totally woke me up. All right. And it was like a YouTube video. And she was, I don't know if it was an interview or whatever, but she said something so powerful and so simple. And I was just like, right, exactly. She was like, I hear authors say, right, kind of what I just said. But she said, I hear authors say, oh, one day I aspire to be an author. And she's like, what are you aspiring for? Just do it. Right. So she really opened up my mind to, yeah, what are you waiting for? Like, what are you announcing? And you know what? And so I guess this topic is so dear to me because I am not a friend of
us as entrepreneurs, as authors, as, you know, whatever your field is. Again, this is conversations, simple conversations, right? About business, publishing, and life. So in all of that, right? Why are we just aspiring? Why are we not going after? Why are we not demanding, right? Why are we not purpose chasing? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it when you can possibly be in a place where you don't really know what your purpose is. Or I also get it. Look, I'm Tiffany A. Greenhood, like, period. You want to talk about having a million different things that you want to do? And I think for me, it was because when I realized, when I woke up on me and I realized the power that I had, the power that I carry, not that I had, because I still have it, right? So it just gets stronger and stronger. And so I think when I realized the power that I had, that I carried, I didn't know what to do with it as far as how do I dissect all these different things, right? How do I do this, or can I do that? Can I do all these things at one time? I found out that wasn't good, right? So, but it's so many different things and opportunities I realized that I had access to, that there was nothing stopping me from doing. And it was so many things that I sat on just because, I guess what, in the back of my head, y'all, I was aspiring to be, right? So I just want to send a message, okay, to anybody who wants to be an author. My thing is, be it. Okay. Be the author. All right. And if you already, a lot of people, they assume that they have to actually publish the book before they carry the author title. That is not true. Once you write something, right, whether it's published or not, you are an author. You know, it is authors who have notebooks and journals full of their writings. Okay, whether it's a story, your thoughts, poetry, a letter to yourself, you know, whatever it is, writing is absolutely amazing. And you know what I realized, just to throw this in, writing is the root to so many different industries. You know, look at these amazing TV shows. One of my favorites, Queen Sugar, right? There are writers behind these episodes that we watch. Power. That's another one. That's one of my favorites. There's writing behind the, you know, suspense and the storyline and the characters and just the entire development. Right. So I'm like, oh my God. Right. Writing is amazing. Okay. So if you are aspiring to be an author one day or write your book, like, stop it. Stop. Miss me with the aspire thing. I don't want to hear it. I don't, because here's the thing. And I might be jumping around a little bit, y'all, but like, I just need for you to know, like, that you don't have to just keep aspiring. You don't have to just keep sitting and just waiting for that one day. And another reason I think people aspire to be and never be is because they are waiting for their life to be perfect. They are waiting for the perfect time to do this. They are waiting for the perfect time to launch this. They are waiting for the perfect time to create this. And then we're not going to go there. But, you know, if you are in conversations with the wrong people who are not going to be a part of pushing you into your execution season, you know, where it's time for you to execute some things, it's time for you to release some things and put them out in the world, right? If you are not around those people who are pushing you into that, right, then you stay in the aspire state. You just stay right there, period. And we see you 30 years later and you still talking about, you know what I'm saying? And you still coming up with all the excuses that they told you wasn't possible. Like, stop it. How long are we going to aspire to be and watch the celebrities, okay, quote unquote, the New York Times bestsellers, right? Our favorite TV show actors and everybody, like social media influencers and all that, right? How long are we going to aspire to be and keep watching them going past the aspire and they're actually executing? They're pushing through, they're launching, they're showing up. Sometimes you just need to show up, go from aspiring to showing up, like, period. What? Right? So that's all. That is it. That's all. I wanted to come in and talk about this. I aspire to be. Okay. And I'm going to tell you this. Okay. You don't have to aspire to be. You can connect with me. All right. I push people to make their dreams come true. All right. You have no idea where to start. I can tell you where to start. You have no idea on how to publish the book. I can help you with that. You have no idea how to start the business. What does your branding look like? What should it look like? You have a business and it's not moving at all. You have an Instagram. Yeah. You don't have to aspire to be. Connect with me. All right. I pray that this has helped someone today and pulled you up out of the aspire slump. I'm gonna call it the aspire slump, right? It's time to get moving, y'all. If you made it through 2020, you need to be moving. You need to be shaking and moving. We still in the first quarter of 2021. What? Please, please, please do not stay in the aspiring state. Okay? You don't have to aspire to be. Connect with me. All right? Talk to y'all soon. Thank you for listening. Be sure to write a 5-star review if this podcast has blessed any area of your life. Connect with me across social media at Black Writer Space. That's with 2 S's. I am most active on Instagram and Periscope, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Have an amazing and very blessed day.